This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it's hump day. You did it. You have crested the peak of the week. And now we have to have some heavy conversations tonight, some conversations that may be difficult to hear because we're going to do a bunch of post-debate analysis tonight. I know you've been probably listening, watching that all day. Well, I have a ton to say about that. That's going to be a big part of the show. Sean Spicer, who joined us last night, is going to join us again a half hour from now to do post-debate stuff. So that'll be part of it. It is the anniversary of September 11th. We'll do some talk about that. We'll find out what the people on the street think. The GOP, surprise, surprise, getting ready to screw us all in Congress. All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to before I get to debate analysis, I want to make sure I let you know this. There is a silver lining, a soft landing in all of this. I think, and here's what I mean by that. One, we had a bad night. It was a bad night. Okay? Not the end of the world. It was a bad night. I'm not sure whether or not it will make a difference because there are one of three scenarios pre-debate that we are dealing with going into the night. And here are the different three scenarios. And I don't know which one of these three is real, and neither do you. Nobody knows. We won't know. But either it's scenario one. What's scenario one? Well, this is the we're screwed anyway scenario. Scenario one is the country has moved far to the left. The country is so broken, stupid, and demoralized. There's so much cheating. There are so many illegals. There's so much this that Republicans really can't win a national election anyway, and it doesn't matter. I don't believe that's the case. But there's a chance that we're there. And so if that's the case, if we're at scenario one, then last night's debate doesn't matter at all. Great debate, bad debate, doesn't really matter. Last night's debate doesn't matter at all. So let's set that scenario aside. That's a possibility. I don't think that's where we are, but that's a possibility. Let's set that aside. Scenario two. Scenario two is this, and I actually think there's a chance this is the likely truth of the country. Scenario two is people are suffering. They are suffering so badly that it doesn't matter how bad a debate goes, how good a debate goes. The commercials don't matter. The basic blocking and tackling of a campaign isn't that important because people are suffering so bad that they just can't make ends meet and they're voting against the party in power. I believe there's a decent chance that that's where we're at. If you paid any attention to the post-debate focus group things they did, there were a lot of them who kind of echoed that.
I think it's important to remember that we are voting for the leader of our country and not who we like the most or who we want in our wedding party, but who is actually going to make our country better. And we're in an incredibly unique situation where we've had both of the candidates in office before and we've gotten to see what they would do. And when facts come to facts, my life was better when Trump was in office. The economy.
There it is. I believe there is a chance that scenario two is where we're at. Look, there's a chance scenario one, the disaster scenario, is where we're at. But scenario two, it's been so bad. My life's been so bad under Democrats. I'm voting against Democrats no matter what. I believe there's a chance that's where we are as a country. But then that brings us to scenario three. And you won't know, and I won't know which of these three scenarios is true until after November. Scenario three is this. People are unhappy under Democrats. Life is expensive. They can't afford power. They can't afford a home. They're upset. They're mad about the border. So they're not happy with Democrats. But they're also not wanting a Trump part two for whatever reason, maybe a personality thing, maybe his COVID response, whatever it is, they don't want Trump part two. And what they're trying to find right now is the most palatable option. They're just trying to find a palatable option. They are not crazy about Trump, but they tuned in last night to see if Kamala Harris is the dopey ditzy airhead that she actually is, who can't do anything but giggle. If that's the case, well, then last night was not great for us. It was not. And I need to go ahead and get a couple things out of the way first. First, remember, I don't care if you're offended. I don't care. You're welcome to send me an email. You are. You can yell at me, hate me. I'm never listening again. I don't give a crap. If you're offended, that's your problem, not my problem. You are choosing to be offended. You're about to hear some things that may make you angry. I don't give a crap if you're offended. I just want to make sure we're clear about that one. Two, the moderators. I am going to discuss and blast away at the moderators at length in a little bit on the show. They were so nakedly communist and partisan, they should be disgraced. They, of course, won't be. I'll get into that later. Yes, the moderators could not possibly have been any more sick and evil last night. However, let me ask you a question. Let me just ask it flat out. Have you ever watched your favorite sports team win a game? Football, baseball, basketball, I don't care what it is, whoever your team is. Have you ever watched your team win a game and then spent the next hour complaining about the refs? No, you haven't. I've seen a lot of complaining about the moderators today. Justifiable complaining. I'm going to complain. I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. Justifiable complaining. But if you're complaining about the moderators, it's because you lost. It is. It's because you lost. Trump had a bad night. It was a very bad night. And as we get into this, as we begin to break this down, I'll never know the truth on this, but I think I know why. In fact, I'm going to ask Sean Spicer about this in about a half hour. Remember what I said to you last night several times leading up to the debate about how I was super hopeful and that was making me nervous? Everything looked like it was stacking up to be Donald Trump crushing Kamala Harris, and I was so excited about watching that. And I said it makes me nervous. And why did I say that? Because the entire history of the world, of war, of sports, of political debates, the entire history of the world is littered with people who took a loss on the chin when victory seemed pretty much certain. Finding a way to lose when it looks like you're going to win. So my completely unfounded theory is this. I shouldn't say unfounded. I don't have anybody behind the scenes who has substantiated this to me. I'm just telling you for what I saw on TV. Maybe you saw the same thing. I don't think Donald Trump prepared. I think Donald Trump was so cocky after the first debate. After he was so good in the first debate. So disciplined. So on message. And Kamala Harris is so incapable of speaking about anything eloquently off the cuff. I believe, this is just what I believe Kamala Harris killed herself preparing for this debate, and I think Donald Trump blew it off. I do. You want to hear the difference in Trump's? Remember how masterful Trump was in situations like this, in the first debate, when Jake Tapper tries to trap him. If you're talking about January 6th at all, you're losing if you're a Republican. This is a general election. People don't want to hear about it. They don't want to talk about it. Jake Tapper tried to trap him. Listen to calm, cool, on message, masterful Trump, the first debate.
As president, you swore an oath to, quote, preserve, protect, and defend, unquote, the Constitution. What do you say to voters who believe that you violated that oath through your actions and inaction on January 6th and worry that you'll do it again?
Well, I don't think too many believe that. And let me tell you about January 6th. On January 6th, we had a great border. Nobody coming through, very few. On January 6th, we were energy independent. On January 6th, we had the lowest taxes ever. We had the lowest regulations ever. On January 6th, we were respected all over the world. All over the world, we were respected. And then he comes in, and we're now laughed at. We're like a bunch of stupid people.
How great was that? Talk about January 6th. On January 6th, we had a secure border. Boom, on message, ready, prepared. Virtually the same question from last night.
Is there anything you regret about what you did on that day?
You just said a thing that isn't covered peacefully and patriotically. I said during my speech, not later on. Peacefully and patriotically. And nobody on the other side was killed. Ashley Babbitt was shot by an out of control police officer that should have never, ever shot her. It's a disgrace. But we didn't do this group of people that have been treated so badly. I ask, what about all the people that are pouring into our country? And
30 seconds at least of his 2 minutes off message. It was a bad night. All right, so let's lick our wounds a little bit. Let's talk about it. And then we're going to move on because I don't think it's the end of the world. All right? Now, losing your dog feels like it's the end of the world, doesn't it? That's what it feels like. I've had dogs who have died, and years later, I still hurt when I think about them. That's how much they become part of your family. Do you want your dog to live longer? You do, right? You want as many healthy years out of your dog as possible? Give your dog Rough Greens. Start pouring Rough Greens on your dog's food. Your dog's food is dead. It doesn't have any nutrition in it. It's brown. Rough Greens, this miraculous green powder, it's all natural, but it's got vitamins and minerals and probiotics. And you pour it on your dog's food and your dog lives longer and lives healthier. You don't have to lose your puppy so early. Give your dog Rough Greens with every meal. Free Jumpstart trial bags. Call them 833-33-MY-DOG. Or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. We're 10 minutes away from Sean Spicer. Remember, he's Trump's guy, used to be in the White House, came on last night, gave us a little debate preview. We'll get Sean's take on how everything went last night. Now, obviously, I laid it out pretty good. Trump kept getting baited. The Harris campaign knew how to get under his skin. Throw Project 2025 out there. Watch him play defense. Make fun of his bankruptcies. Watch him play defense. Watch him play defense on this. Watch him play defense on that. They knew how to get under his skin and bait him in ways they were not able to do in the first debate. And so I'll just say, I think I'm going to leave it alone now, but I'll just say we all have flaws. We all have things about us that make us susceptible to certain things. Everyone has a thing or multiple things. Trump's is his ego. He doesn't like to have his hotels insulted, his businesses insulted, his rallies. She actually got him answering questions last night, bragging about his rally size. All she had to do was throw out something about people leaving his rallies early. He dedicated 30 seconds to talking about how big his rallies were. Completely off message. Gone. Completely gone. J.D. Vance went on CNN after, and this is how you stay on message.
I would say is he brought up this misleading false claim that you yourself have talked about in recent days about Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, abducting people's pets and eating them, which officials there have said is not true. You yourself acknowledged it may be false on Twitter. You still told people to keep spreading it. But Trump just amplified it to tens of millions of people who were watching. Why push something that's not true?
Well, first of all, city officials have not said it's not true. They've said they don't have all the evidence.
They said they have no evidence.
We've heard from a number of constituents on the ground, Caitlin, who both firsthand and secondhand reports saying this stuff is happening. So they very clearly, meaning the people on the ground dealing with this, think that it is happening. And I think that it's important for journalists to actually get on the ground and uncover this stuff for themselves when you have a lot of people saying, my pets are being abducted, or geese at the city pond are being abducted and slaughtered right in front of us. This is crazy stuff. And again, whether those exact rumors turn out to be mostly true, somewhat true, whatever the case may be, Caitlin, this town has been ravaged by 20,000 migrants coming in. Healthcare costs are up. Housing costs are up. Communicable diseases like HIV and TB have skyrocketed in this small Ohio town. This is what Kamala Harris's border policies have done.
That is how you discuss that issue. This is not.
She's destroying this country. And if she becomes president, this country doesn't have a chance of success. Not only success, we'll end up being Venezuela on steroids.
I just want to clarify here. You bring up Springfield, Ohio, and ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is the
people on television say my dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from television.
But the people are on television saying
their
dog was eaten by the people that went there.
Again, the Springfield.
I've seen it on television. It's not, like I said, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to move off of it now. No need to sit and dwell on it. It was a bad night, and my theory is he didn't prepare. He beat Joe Biden up so bad at the last debate. My theory is he thought he was going to cruise to victory in that debate. Kamala Harris, worried about losing, prepared her butt off, and he did not. It's just my theory. All right, let's do some emails on it. I have 1,000 emails from you about it. I'm just going to churn through them as fast as I can, answer any questions I may have missed before we get to Sean Spicer, and I will, of course, get to the moderators. Jesse, I caught your YouTube live last night. You seem to be as mad and disappointed as me with Trump. Did he get flustered by the moderators who he had to know were going to attack him? Was he overconfident? Was he not ready for? Look, again, it's something we mentioned in the opening. This happens to sports teams. It happens to armies. It happens to politicians. The second, and that you have to be wary of this in your life. I have to be wary of this in my life. If you're in a competition, the second you feel like you're unbeatable, you're going to smash this person. You can't possibly lose. The second you start feeling like that, you're in deep trouble. You just are. That's how it works. I'm an Ohio State fan. I was born in Ohio. I'm an Ohio State Buckeye fan. Love them. I remember we were undefeated one year and tearing through everybody. And I had an opportunity to go to the national championship game because I was living in Arizona at the time. We got a couple free tickets, me and my dad. And we were going up against the Florida Gators. And I don't think a single person in the country gave the Gators a chance. I certainly didn't. My dad and I left that stadium in the third quarter. We were getting stomped so badly. We went home. As soon as you're sure you're going to win, you're in trouble. And I think that's what it comes down to. And all right, enough of that. I'll get through some more of these emails. We'll talk about the moderators, but I want to get to Sean Spicer, Trump former press guy, in a moment. What did he see last night? Did he hate it? Did he love it? What's he going to tell us? Let me tell you this. The money's still being spent. And I hate to give the game away here, but you know Republicans are just going to pass another budget that doesn't cut a dime, right? Meaning the value of the dollar is going to keep going down. Meaning you need to find hard assets. Real estate. Real estate. Real estate. That's where we can focus. Because no matter what happens with the market, the dollar, the this or that, the home will always have tangible value because it's a hard asset you can touch and feel. Done for you real estate will get you started in that. It's not for billionaires. They already have a real estate guy. It's for you, the normal person, to get started, and they'll keep you going. You might have 10 rental houses one day. They do all the work. They do everything. The financing, the rental process, they find you the house. Everything. You have to go to doneforyoujesse.com. That's what you have to do. Doneforyoujesse.com. Go find out what they can do. Sean Spicer joins us next.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And I'm guessing somehow 2 nights in a row, Sean Spicer declined to choose his intro song. Even after last night, there's no way he actually picked that song on purpose. Joining me now, my friend Sean Spicer of the great Sean Spicer Show. Sean, did you really not pick your music 2 nights in a row?
No, I learned my lesson. I thought you would appreciate that. That's my walk-on song. I thought you'd like that.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, all right, Sean. Now we're post-debate. You joined us last night pre-debate. You talked last night, for those who forget, Sean talked about how important it was, how really it was on Trump. We talked about this. Can he be on message? Can he stay disciplined? Sean, it was awful. I'm just being very frank. It was very awful. Yes, the moderators were awful. Yes, Kamala Harris, it was all set up for her. But on message, disciplined Trump, which we saw first debate, I don't know what happened to him, but he didn't show up last night.
Well, see, this is where I sort of disagree with you a little. He was disciplined. He didn't attack. Like, everyone kind of forgets where we were coming into this debate was, oh, he can't attack her personally. He can't call her names. He didn't do any of that. He didn't turn anyone off. I think there was a little bit of a bar expectation setting here. Look, do I think he missed a bunch of opportunities? Absolutely. When he had that closing line about for 3.5 years you've been charged, I was like, excuse me, that should have gone up front. When yes. she started the debate by refusing to answer about are you better off 4 years ago and went on some tangent about having a passion for small business, like it was some kind of like painting or something. She's like, she's never signed both sides of a check. She's worked in the public sector her whole life, and she has a passion for small business. If I were Trump, I would have taken that moment and said, I know that she didn't answer the question, but here's the reality. No, you are not better off 4 years from now. She knows, and I know it, because it's an easy question to answer if you've done that, and she hasn't. I did. You were better off after 4 years than me, and she knows the reality, and that's why she evaded the question. Furthermore, when it comes to small businesses, which she has a passion for, I know what it's like to sign both sides of a check. I know what it's like to have to payroll at the end of the meet payroll at the end of the week. She's never had to worry about that. In fact, she's never had been on a payroll that wasn't part of the you know, financed by the taxpayer. And he missed a lot of opportunities. And I think that's different. He didn't have a bad night. He did what he needed to do. But I think he had a lot of missed opportunities to highlight her record. When it came to immigration, I thought he did fantastic. But I think, I can't just brush aside the moderators. It was disgusting. It was horrible. So I chalk this more up to, You missed a lot of opportunities as opposed to you had a bad game. He didn't walk off the stage like, oh, my God, I said this and that was wrong. I embarrassed myself. I yelled at her. And, I think that people just thought that he was going to come out again after he did with Joe Biden and just destroy him. So if you think about it, and I mentioned this with you yesterday, everyone in the world, frankly, knows Donald Trump. He didn't have to prove himself. If you liked what you saw during his 4 years of president, then you were going to stick with him. No one at a debate last night, I don't think they were going to say, oh, my God, I'm totally offended by Donald Trump. But, gosh, he had a good debate night, so I'm completely throwing that all out. You either agree with him, you disagree with his approach, his record. Kamala Harris, on the other hand, most people have no idea who the heck she is. They've heard some things here or there, and last night they were tuning in to see her. I think she was bland. She was fine. She sounded scriptic, robotic, like every other politician. I don't think she did herself any favors. I also don't think she did anything any harm. She didn't fall on her face. She missed a lot. She evaded. But I think when you are that propped up by ABC News, it would be almost impossible not to.
Well, of course. It's easy. Look, here's a perfect example, shining example right here. Dome gets up there, lies about everything, and miraculously doesn't get interrupted in fact.
I was at the Capitol on January 6th. I was the vice president-elect. I was also an acting senator. I was there. And on that day...
This is too long. I'm going to not let the whole thing play, but that already was a lie. She wasn't at the Capitol. Yeah, go ahead.
But also, what the hell is an acting senator? I mean, that she doesn't even know her role. She was a senator. I was like, that's... And she's a lawyer? I mean, there were so many things where last night... I mean, again, I know we want to nitpick and actually talk about fact-checking her. But she said a lot of stupid things and factually inaccurate things. She talked about no active duty folks being in combat right now. And I think there's a lot of folks in the Navy that might take exception to that in the Mediterranean. There were a lot of things she said that frankly were false, stupid, incomplete, and she got a pass.
She did get a pass, and it certainly helps when the moderators are on your team. But she did, if obviously it was all lies, but she did, in my opinion, present herself as not being the airhead she looks like on the campaign trail. Now, obviously, I assume she got the questions ahead of time. The moderators helped. Again, all these things help. But she did have a low bar, I admit it. But she did cross it. She did. If you hate Donald Trump, but you really weren't sure about this new lady, you want to see if she's the ditzy moron who's going to giggle her way through the debate. She did not present that character last night, Sean. She certainly was well prepared.
No. And that's what I'm saying. Did she pass? Yes. And I also think that she didn't get called out. And this is on Trump. Like, his job was to expose how liberal her policies are, how nutty they are. And there was no discussion of culture right? I mean, think about this. This is a woman who had just 24 hours early had unearthed these questionnaires about her supporting taxpayer funding of illegals who want to transition. I mean, that's nuts. And yet not one question on culture or anything like that. No questions on China, no questions on the debt, no real questions on the military or veterans. But she didn't even on the question of flip-flopping her policies. She said, I'll get to each and one every one of those things, and then just kind of evaded the question. Look, the one thing I think we can agree on this is that part of the job of the debate, because I don't think it's incumbent upon the moderators to get themselves inserted into the process. Trump's job last night was to pull those threads and to say, really? Because your record says otherwise. Really? Because here's what you did. Really? Because here's what you said. And I think he got sidetracked too often.
My question about that, because I agree with you on that, is why? He's a very, very sharp human being. Anyone who's watched him give a speech or do a sit-down interview, he knows all these facts. He does. He was famously a brutally hard worker when he was president. Just he puts in the hours. He knows these things. And honestly, he came off to me last night, Sean, like a guy who didn't prepare. He came off to me like a guy who thought he was going to curb stomp her the way he did Joe Biden and just didn't bother preparing. That's how it landed to me, but I'm biased. I was hoping for him to crush her. Did you see that? Would that make sense?
Yeah, so there's a couple things there. Number one, the last part of what you said plays into what I was saying a moment ago, which is there was an expectation after the last debate that it would come in. He would, you know, kind of box around a little and she'd fall in the second round, kind of like Biden did, right? I think there was an expectation that he's just going to come in. And frankly, his team was talking about how they were going to go through her record and really analyze it. And they had helped build that up, and they didn't. The other thing is, I think historically, when you look back, a lot of these guys who have a really good performance don't do well the second time because they get cocky. They think, I crushed it that last time. I know how to do this. I don't need to listen to you numbnuts tell me what to do. I can do it. I can smoke it. And it's like every game's a new game, and they weren't prepared. And I will say this, for as much crap as I gave Kamala Harris about holing up in Pittsburgh with like five whiteboards, she didn't come across as scripted as I had thought, mm-hmm. and she knew her stuff. And when I say she knew her stuff, she knew how to end every question in a way that got him to respond right away, right? So she would go off on this tangent, the sky is blue, trees are coming up, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and the food at your restaurant sucks.
Yep.
And he would say, the food at my restaurant has gotten Michelin star reviews and da-da-da. It's like, so she was able to basically say, I'm going to say all this stuff that I want to say. And then, I'm going to sort of throw out something that you'll respond to and won't actually comment on any of the stuff that I led with, i.e. giving me a free pass on it. And that was actually, I think that's where her preparation paid off, is that it was pretty obvious to me when they were communicating that they had watched all of these tapes at Trump, they found something. And in my opinion, because I haven't watched all of them, but it was obvious every single answer she gave was, you know, sentence, 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 and then just, I'm going to hit you. Sentence, 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 and then I'm going to hit you. And it was like, you know, sentence, 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 and by the way, your ties are made cheaply. And he would be like, my tie, and he immediately would respond by whatever. And so she would get everything that had predated that was a free pass.
Yeah. Sean, you are the best, my man. Thank you for coming in nights in a row and breaking this stuff down for it. I appreciate it.
I've got a lot more to break down on my show tonight. So if you go over to Apple Podcasts, just hit that subscribe button and I'll go for 40 more minutes.
Apple Podcast, The Sean Spicer Show. You can get this stuff every single day. Highly recommend it. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. All right. Well, I'm not done. We have more to say, and we'll get into some September 11th stuff in a little bit. But we're gonna hash this out. We're gonna do what a hot wash is what this is called. We're gonna go over everything. All right, let's go over this. Patriotism, being as how today is the September 11th anniversary, patriotism's on everybody's mind. Just is. And as I've been thinking about it today, talking to friends, we were talking about how far the corporate world has fallen when it comes to patriotism. It's bad. It's terrible out there. And now we, as citizens, Now we have to make moral judgments when we buy things, when we buy goods, when we buy services. Where you purchase your cell phone service matters a lot, actually, now. Because if you have Verizon, if you have AT&T, if you have T-Mobile, the truth is your money is spent for a lot of different things, but one of the things they use your money for is poisoning your country and your culture. They take your money and they use it against you. Pure Talk doesn't do that. Pure Talk loves you, loves your country, loves your culture. Pick up your phone. It's time to switch. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. But we still have, okay, so I need to lay this out for you before I keep going with some emails and some moderator stuff. We are going to do a little September 11th stuff next hour. I'll probably open with that. We have Brandon Darby about halfway through next hour. This Trende Aragua stuff, you heard about that gang first here from Brandon Darby. Brandon Darby's going to break down some of this stuff for us. That's coming halfway through next hour. We got Selena Zito in the following hour. So we have September 11th to go through, some more debate stuff to go through, Brandon Darby stuff, Selena Zito. I don't know how we're packing all this in, but all I know is I'm ready.
Can I get a witness?
That's all I know. Now, all right, let me do some more of these debate emails. I know this is cathartic for you. It's cathartic for me when you have a rough night, but I want to again remind you. Yes, debates matter. Yes, it mattered, as we talked about going into it last night. But the debate is over. And now it's about blocking and tackling and winning an election. Now it's about getting out the vote. Now it's about knocking on doors, dragging friends to the polls, and not just for Donald Trump. Remember, we are not running. We don't have a king, and we don't want one. Congress matters. The House matters. The Senate matters. School board matters. Your state house, your state legislature. These races are critical. The second I hang up, well, hang up, I'm not hanging up. The second Chris turns off my microphone when the show's over tonight, I am leaving here and I'm going to a local fundraiser for school board. Up, down the ballot, the fight continues. And no, it wasn't a great night last night, but it also wasn't the end of the world. Trump didn't go up there and poop his pants on stage like Joe Biden did. Dome also had, as we just talked about with Sean, she had the lowest bar in the world. We had previously seen Joe Biden. That lowers the bar. Huh? Oh, where am I? And then the only Kamala Harris we ever get to see is the cackling moron on the campaign trail. She did well. She prepared. She looked calm. She looked composed. And yes, obviously it hurts when the moderators won't even let Trump talk about getting shot in the head.
This is the one that weaponized, not me. She weaponized. I probably took a bullet to the head because of the things that they say about me. They talk about democracy. I'm a threat to democracy. They're the threat to democracy with a fake Russia investigation that went nowhere.
We have a lot to get to. Lindsay?
Trump talks about somebody trying to blow his head off and the moderators can't jump in to cut him off fast enough. They did this to him all night long.
Crime here is up and through the roof. Despite their fraudulent statements that they made, crime in this country is through the roof. And we have a new form of crime. It's called migrant crime. And it's happening at levels that nobody thought possible.
President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is actually coming down in this country. But Vice
excuse
President
me, the
Harris,
FBI defraud. They were defrauding statements. They didn't include the worst cities. They didn't include the cities with the worst crime. It was a fraud, just like their number of 818,000 jobs that they said they created turned out to be a fraud.
President Trump, thank you.
Trump is, of course, right there, and the debate moderator is, of course, lying. So keep that in mind. All right, I'm going to keep turning through these. I know it helps. What say you? It's unclear how badly Trump hurt himself in last night's debate, but he certainly didn't help himself with undecided voters, the real targets of the debate. He appeared unprepared. His responses appeared scattershot. He appeared to take the bait every time, so on and so forth. Okay, you're right. It was bad. He took the bait every time. He was off message. Again, my theory is just that he was cocky and didn't prepare. She prepared her butt off because she knew she had to have the debate of her life. He thinks he's ahead and thinks he's much smarter than her, which he is. And so he, in my opinion, I don't think he prepared. And that's how it came off. Jesse, been listening to your show for several years, watched the debate, beginning to wonder if Dome had an earpiece in and was being coached by Obama while talking to Trump. Okay, so no, I don't believe that Kamala had an earpiece in, although that's possible. But I do believe this. She was way too prepared for every single question and for every single rebuttal. I believe they gave her the questions. And you can't say that's some crazy conspiracy theory when they've been caught before. Remember Donna Brazile? They've been caught before leaking the material to the Democrat candidate. Remember, for these people, cheating, open cheating like that, that doesn't matter when you're fighting a revolution. Remember, even the truth doesn't matter.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
These people will do and say anything. And I, when it comes to the moderators, this is what drives me crazy. They won't be harmed at all. Their careers won't be harmed at all after last night. They upped their system membership card. They were nakedly partisan. You hate them. I hate them. But they went out there last night in the name of the revolution, and they did their duty. They tossed aside any concerns for integrity or concepts like that, and they laid it all down in the name of the revolution, in the name of the system. And those two people, David Muir and Lindsay Lip Injections, they're going to have long, illustrious careers because of the work they put in last night. And that sucks, but it is what it is. All right, let's do a little September 11th talk. Enough of this debate stuff. Let's do a little September 11th stuff. We'll come back to debate stuff. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.